夏之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年9月6日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Carl Chandler， 就给我们讲述今天的早课。敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
OK， 加呀拉达玛呢？Punjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Bhidana Bhagava Tiribharada Bhidana Bhagava Tiribharada Gopi Dhana Bala Kiri Bharada Gopi Dhana Bala Kiri Bharada Gopi Dhana Bala Kiri Bharada Yashodanandana Braja Dhana Yashodanandana Braja Dhana Raja Yamuna Tira Vanaja Yamuna Tira Vanaja Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavira Jaya Radha Gopi Dhana Balava Sivarada Gopi Dhana Balava Yashodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jaya
Jaya.
So today is Chapter 10, correct?
Yeah, chapter 10, verse number 6.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, this verse reads, Maharshaya Saptapurve Chatvaro Manavastata Mad Bhava Manasa Jata Yesham Loka Imaha Prajaha Maharshaya Saptapurva Sat Chatvaro Manavastata Mad Bhava Manasa Jata Yesham Loka Imaha Prajaha Maharshaya Saptapurve Chatvaro Manavastata Madbhava Manasa Jata Yesham Loka Imaha Prajaha. Word for word. Maharshaya Maharishi, the great sages.
Maharshaya 大圣人
Sapta
Sapta
Seven
七位
Purve
Purve
Before
之前
Chatwara.
Chatwara.
Four.
四.
Manava.
Manava.
Manu.
Manu, 众 Manu.
Tata.
Tata, Tata.
Also.
Yeah.
Mat Babaha.
Ma Babaha.
Born of me.
由我而生的。
Manasa.
Manasaha.
From the mind.
从心念。
Chataha.
Chataha.
Born.
出生。
Yesham.
Yesham.
Of them.
他们的。
Loke.
Loke.
In the world.
在世界里。
Imaha.
Imaha.
All this.
所有这些。
Prajaha.
Prajaha.
Population.
众生。
Translation. The seven great sages, and before them, four other great sages and the Manus, progenitors of mankind, come from me, born from my mind, and all the living beings populating the various planets descend from them.
译文，七大圣人和他们之前的另外四大圣人，以及众多的玛努人类的祖先都来自我，都诞生于我的心念，生活在各种星球上的众生都是他们的后裔。
Purport. The Lord is giving a genealogical synopsis of the universal population. Brahma is the original creature born out of the energy of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Hiranyagarbha. And from Brahma, all the seven great sages, and before them, four other great sages, named Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana, and Sanat Kumar, and the 14 Manus are manifested. All these 25 great sages are known as the patriarchs of the living entities all over the world. They're all over the universe. There are innumerable universes and innumerable planets within each universe, and each planet is full of population of different varieties. All of them are born of these 25 patriarchs. Brahma underwent penance for 1,000 years of the demigods before he realized by the grace of Krishna how to create. Then from Brahma came Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar, then Rudra, and then the seven sages, and in this way all the Brahmins and Kshatriyas are born out of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma is known as Prapitamaha, the grandfather, and Krishna is known as Praptimaha, the father of the grandfather. This is stated in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. 1139.
要旨，至尊主概述了宇宙生物体的谱系，从至尊主 Hiranyagarbha 的能量诞生出的第一个生物体是 Brahma， 七大圣人和他们之前另外有四位名为 Sanaka、Sananda、Sanatana和 Sanat Kumara 的四大圣人，以及十四位 Manu 人类的祖先，都来自 Brahma。这二十五位大圣人都认为这个宇宙众都被认为是宇宙众生的祖先。每一个宇宙里有无数的星球，而每个星球上又充满各种各样的生物体。这个宇宙中的众生都来自于这二十五位祖先。Brahma 经过半十年的一千年苦行，才集住 Krishna 的恩典，觉悟了创造的方法。Brahma 接着而来的是 Sanaka、 Sananda, Sananta 和 Sanat Kumar， 随后是 Rudra， 再随后是七圣人。因此 Brahmana 婆罗门 Kshatriya 刹帝利等所有的宇宙众生都来自于至尊人格所生的能量。Brahma 被称为是祖父 Pitamaha， 而 Krishna 被称为是祖父的父亲 Pitamaha， Prapitamaha。 国家梵歌第十一章的第三十九诗节声明了这一点。
It's finished?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakthu Amilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa KadamayamDadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyacha Desa Tarane. SoVanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha. So it refers to another verse, chapter 11, verse 39. Varuna Shashanka Prajapatis Tvam Prapitamaha Cha Namo Namaste Stu.Sahasrakritva Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste
39。 所以在这里面呢提到了第另外一个诗节，国家梵歌的第十一章的第三十九诗节。
The Lord is addressed here as air because air is the most important representative of all the demigods.
那主呢在这里面
Arjuna also addresses Krishna as the great grandfather because he is the father of Brahma, the first living creature in the universe.
在这里面呢，主被称为是空气，因为他是非常的重要的一位半身人的代表。那 Arjuna 呢，在这里面也称主为 Brahma， 因为主 Brahma 呢，他是真祖父，是众生的真祖父。
Okay. So, Burijan Prabhu, in his book, he makes some comments on this.
Burijan Prabhu, in his book, he makes some comments on
this. Krishna's position cannot be accurately understood.
Krishna 的地位是没有办法非常确切的被理解的。
Even by these great personalities.
即便是被这些非常伟大的人物。
Because Krishna says, even they can't understand me because I created them.
因为 Krishna 说，即便他们也没有办法理解，原因是我创造了他们。
So no one is equal to Krishna, no one is better than him.
所以没有任何一个人比他自己能够更好地了解他了。
He is the cause of all causes, everything comes from.
他是一切的原因。
So no one can understand why such a person can come to earth and be a little coward boy.
所以没有任何一个人能够理解怎么就这么一个人来到了地球并且成为了一个小的牧牛童。
So scholarship is not the way to understand Krishna.
所以呢，通过做学问的方法是没有办法理解 Krishna 的。
One has to surrender to the spiritual master, and then Krishna gives knowledge.
一个人他必须要向他的灵性导师臣服，这样 Krishna 才能赐他知识。
So it's a mystery how all the population of the universe comes from these sages. That includes the animals and everything.
Sorry, Maharaj, this is the one word I didn't hear. You said this is a mystery, so how all of these living entities come from this what?
So we don't know how, you know, DT gave birth to the birds or the snakes, or we just know that it can happen. So many things happen.
Oh, okay. So we don't have any way to understand how 就是这么多的这个生物体都被生出来了呢，但是我们只知道就是所有的这些生物体都被生出来了，然后呢一切的事情都这么发生了。
So yesterday I was reading, or you know, the last few days, Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Sanatan Goswami.
那昨天呢我就读到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导的时候的最后几天的教导。
And he is describing all the Vaikuntha.
他呢就描述了瓦昆塔的所有的信息。
But even in the description of the material universes.
他也描述了关于物质世界的物质宇宙的信息。
So one time Lord Brahma, he came to Dwarka to visit Krishna.
那有一次呢主 Brahma, 他就到 Dwarka 去拜访 Krishna。
So the doorman, you know, met him and he told Krishna, Lord Brahma is here to see you.
然后看门人呢就进去禀报 Krishna 说主 Brahma 来探望您了。
So Krishna said, which Lord Brahma?
Krishna 就问哪一个主 Brahma 呀？
And Lord Brahma was confused. He didn't know. He thought he's the only Lord Brahma.
主 Brahma 当时就非常的困惑，因为他觉得他自己就是那唯一的 Brahma。
So he said, the four-headed Lord Brahma, the chief of the universe.
他说呢，是那个宇宙之主，四个头的 Brahma。
Like there's no other Brahma.
就好像没有其他的 Brahma 了一样。
So Krishna said he can come in.
然后 Krishna 就说那好吧，那他让他进来吧。
And he came in and he bowed down and then Krishna was meditating.
所以呢主 Brahma 呢就走了进来向 Krishna 顶拜， Krishna 当时在冥想。
Then all of a sudden there were so many Brahmas there.
那突然之间呢好多的 Brahma 都聚集在了 Krishna 的面前。
Some had 10 heads, some had 20 heads, some had hundreds of heads, millions of heads.
那么有些人呢有十个头，有一百个头，有上千个头，有上千百万个头。
And all of them thought they were the only one there.
那所有的 Brahma 都觉得他们是唯一的一位 Brahma.
It's like in the Rasa dance, all the gopis thought Krishna is dancing with me.
就像在 Rasa 之舞的舞场上一样，所有的 Gopi 们都觉得 Krishna 只是在和他跳舞。
Because he was.
那因为 Krishna 确实就只在和他跳舞。
Or when he was in Dwarka, he was always home with the 16,000 wives.
那当他在 Dwarka 的时候呢，他也总是和他那16,000位妻子各自的都在家中。
It was an individual Krishna in every palace.
所以呢，总是有一位 Krishna 在每一个宫殿里。
So only our four-headed Lord Brahma, he could see all these other Brahma.
但是呢，只有我们的四个头的 Brahma, 他能够见到其他的所有的 Brahma 们。
Then.They all paid obeisances and then they all left.
然后呢，所有的这些 Brahma 们呢，都向 Krishna 顶拜，然后就都离开了。
And Krishna told Brahma, "No, this universe is smallest of all. That's why you have four heads. The bigger universes, they have more heads."
然后 Krishna 就对这位 Brahma 说， 啊，因为你所在的这个宇宙呢是最小的宇宙了，所以说呢你只有四个头，那么其他的那些有多个头的人呢是要掌管更大的宇宙的。
So that way he made Brahma humble.
就这样呢他就让 Brahma 变得谦卑了下来。
And then, you know, so there's some details about how big this universe is, you know.
然后呢这里面有一些关于我们的这个宇宙是多么的浩瀚的信息。
And then there's millions of universes and they're all bigger and bigger and bigger.
但是呢还有成千上百万个宇宙是要更加的浩瀚。
Then there's descriptions, you know, that all the material universe is just in a small corner of the creation of Krishna's energy.
然后呢又描述了整个的这个物质创造呢它只不过是 Krishna 的能量的创造的一个小角而已。
And then, on top of that, then there's the Vaikuntha planets.
然后在这之上呢是 Vaikuntha 的星球。
And each Vaikuntha planet is, you know, the numbers are too big, I can't think of them, but how big they are.
那然后呢就是这个瓦昆特星球的这个大小呢是非常非常大的，我根本就没有办法去描述它有多大。
And there's millions and millions of Vaikuntha planets.
而且呢这里面有成百上千万个瓦昆特的星宿。
And all the Vaikuntha planets are just in one corner of the spiritual sky.
而每一个瓦昆塔的无忧星宿呢它只不过占据着Krishna 在灵性天空中的一个小角而已。
So someone was asking, and what's in the rest of it? That must be Goloka, which is, you know, millions of times bigger than all the other Vaikuntha planets put together.
那所以有人可能就会问，那么在这个 Krishna 的灵性天空的剩下那些部分都是什么呢？那些部分呢就应该是 Goloka Vanda, 就是应该是 Goloka 所占据的地方。那么这一个地方呢就要成百上千万倍的大过于其他的 Vaikuntha 的星宿。
And, you know, there's descriptions of all the different Vishnus and how they hold their club and chank and...
然后呢又描述了在每一个地方呢都有不同的 Vishnu, 然后他们是如何擎着他们的大棒啊，还有就是他们那个莲花呀，就这四样东西的。
Within that, all of that is coming from Krishna, that's what, you know, helps us to get some understanding of how great Krishna is.
那因为呢所有的这一切呢全部都来自于 Krishna 的，那这些信息呢可以让我们有一点点了解就是整个的这个 Krishna 的创造是多么的浩瀚。
Krishna is the supreme controller of all those.
那么 Krishna 呢是这一切的至尊的控制者。
Then, so in spite of him being so unlimited and so bigHe's controlled by Radharani.
但是呢由于他是如此的浩瀚如此的无限，但是呢他却被 Radharani 所控制着。
He's the supreme controller himself.
那主 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者。
He's Madan Mohan, that means he bewilders everyone.
他是 Madan Mohan, 也就意味着他会迷惑着所有人。
Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini.
但是 Radharani 她是 Madan Mohan Mohini.
She bewilders him.
就是她会迷惑他 ,Radharani 会迷惑 Krishna.
Because her beauty and her good qualities and all these things are so much amazing that Krishna is bewildered.
因为她的美丽她的品质她的一切是如此的令人迷惑，所以呢是 Krishna 都被困惑了。
So Krishna bewilders even Lord Brahma, he bewilders Vishnu.
那么 Krishna 呢他会迷惑主 Brahma 梵天，然后也会迷惑 Vishnu.
And Radharani bewilders Krishna.
但是 Radharani 会迷惑 Krishna。
So in spite of Krishna being supreme controller, Ishvara Parama, he's controlled by love.
那么虽然 Krishna 他是 Ishvara Parama, 他是至尊的控制者，但是他却被爱所控制着。
No amount of power, you know, material power or money or strength can defeat, can control, conquer Krishna. He's Ajita, can't be conquered.
那没有任何的物质的能量，没有任何的金钱财富可以控制住 Krishna.
But he's conquered by love.
但是 Krishna 他就会被爱所控制。
That's his most amazing part of his, you know, many people believe in a supreme God, supreme power, all that, but they don't know that this most wonderful aspect of Krishna is his love for the devotees.
那所以说呢，这是 Krishna 最美妙的部分。那有很多人都知道 Krishna 他是控制至尊的控制者，他是所有的力量的源泉，但是没有任但是并不是所有人都能够理解 Krishna 他最美妙的部分是他是如此的爱着他的奉献者。
How he's, you know, enjoying with his cowherd friends.
以及他是如何享受着和他的牧牛童朋友们在一起。
Playing just like one of them. Just like
Sorry?
Any normal people have friends. Play games.
Okay. 当他和这些牧牛童们在一起的时候呢，就像普通的孩子一样和他们一起玩耍。
And he's having loving exchanges, even though he's unborn, and he's the creator of everything, he has parents.
然后呢，和他们有着各种各样的爱的交流。那么虽然他是一切的创造者，他也是无声的，但是他却自己有父母双亲。
It's another kind of loving exchange that Krishna has.
那所以呢，他有了父母，这是另外一种形式的爱的交流互换。
So I've been thinking, you know, about Radharani because it's today Radhastami.
那我呢在想着一些关于 Radharani 的信息，因为今天呢是 Radhastami, Radharani 的显现日。
Of course, understanding Radharani.Is more mysterious than Krishna.
那当然，去理解 Radharani 要比理解 Krishna 要更加的具有玄秘的色彩。
She's the internal potency, the mercy, the love, kindness, compassion.
因为她是 Krishna 的仁慈、爱、怜悯之情的内在的能量的展示。
And even Krishna, you know, couldn't understand Radharani's love for him.
那么即便 Krishna 自己本人也没有办法理解 Radharani 对他的爱。
So he came as Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani.
所以呢，他就怀着 Radharani 的爱的心态，以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象降临。
To try to understand.This intense love that the devotees have for him.
所以呢，他这样的方式呢，来理解他的奉献者对他的非常的深沉的强烈的爱。
So we say, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya.
那我们说呢 ，Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nahi Radha Nahi Anya.
Radha Krishna Nayanya, that Lord Chaitanya is a combination of Radha and Krishna.
Radha Krishna Nayanya. 那么是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是 Krishna 和 Radharani 的化身，合并的化身。
So he displayed, especially towards the end of his life, in the mood of Radharani all the time in separation.
所以说呢，在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的生命的晚期阶段呢，他完全展现的是Radharani 的在分离之情的这种心态。
He's crying for Krishna.
他一直在为 Krishna 而哭。
Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
Krishna 你在哪里啊 ？Krishna 你在哪里啊 ？Krishna 你在哪里啊
That's Radharani.
所以这就是 Radharani.
That always remembering Krishna, so Krishna's mercy. So, Lord Chaitanya gave us his Shishastic prayers.
所以呢，总是记着 Krishna, 这就是 Krishna 的仁慈。那么朱彻丹尼摩哈帕布呢，他给出了他的八圣规的祈祷。
And the last one is the prayer of Radharani.
Sorry, the last one is
Asrishtiva Padaritam Panashtumam. It's Radharani's prayer.
那然后呢，这个八圣规的最后一条呢，就是 Radharani 的祈祷。
You know, I don't know anyone except Krishna as my Lord.
除了 Krishna, 我知道任何人。那么 Krishna 他是我的主，我只接受 Krishna 为我的主。
Asrishtiva Padaritam Panashtumam. I don't know anyone except Krishna as my Lord. He will always be. No matter what.
那么除了别人，我谁也不认识，我只是叫 Krishna, 无论怎样他都是我的主。
She'll never, you know, reject Krishna.
所以他永远都不会抛弃 Krishna.
Even if he doesn't treat me nice, she says.
即便是他对他不好。
Even if he rejects me or treats me bad.
He's
always my
Lord,
unconditional, no conditions. He's my
supreme
Lord.
即便是他离开了我，即便是他对我不善待我，但是呢，无论怎样，他总是我的主，他是我无条件的接受的主。
Of course, Krishna, he jokes, but he's not like sometimes nowadays men treat the wife very bad, physically torture them and everything. That's different.
虽然 Krishna 会和 Radharani 开玩笑，但是呢 ，Krishna 不会像现代的有一些这个丈夫非常的恶劣的对待他们的妻子那样去对待 Radharani， 是不是这个意思
？That's why we're saying, you know, make Krishna first in your life because Krishna is always loving, kind.
所以为什么我们会说让 Krishna 作为你生命的最首要的人物？因为 Krishna 他是爱，他是善良。You mean let Krishna to be the first of your love, the life.
So Bhaktivinod Thakur, he made one song, Kabhi Habe Bolo.
Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur 还写了这首歌。
Kabhi Habe Bolo, Sadi Namar, Aparade Gucci.When will I chant the holy name without any offense? Really get the mercy.
什么时候我才能不带任何冒犯的唱诵主的圣名呢？我才能够得到这仁慈呢？
So they're very similar. It's like many of them are just like a Bengali translation of the Shishastic prayers.
那所以说呢，有很多的这些祈祷它都是有这个孟加拉的翻译的这个范本，那它呢都涵盖的是像主的八圣规的祷文的中的意思。
But the last one, number eight, it's just like, it's like an explanation of Radharani's verse, as Shiva Padaritam Panashtumam.
但是呢主的八圣规的第八条就好像是 Radharani 对 Radharani 的心态的一种解释。
He says, Kabhi Jiva Joya, Hoibe Udoya.
Kabhi Jinjoya, Waiting Ujoya.
Nija Sukabuli, Sudina Ridoya, Bhakati Vinoda, Koriya Vinoya, Shi Agyatahala, Koribe Prachan. So the translation is,When will I have compassion for all living beings?
这译文就是我什么时候才能对众生充满了怜悯之情呢
？Jiva Doya.
Jiva Doya.
That's the most important to have this compassion for everyone. That's Radharani. She wants everyone to engage in Krishna service for because that gives Krishna pleasure.
那么，对所有的人充满了怜悯之情，这是非常重要的，因为这就是 Radharani 他所具有的心态。他希望所有的人都能够为 Krishna 做服务，因为只有这样才能够得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
And that's her business, is to give pleasure to Krishna.
而且能让 Krishna 开心。那么 Radharani 要做的事情呢，就是要让 Krishna 开心。
No one is more expert than her.
而且没有人比她要更加的精于知道如何让 Krishna 开心了。
She's the most qualified expert of everything.
那她呢是最精于从事任何活动的人。
But especially she's the best cook.
但是她是一个特别的好的厨师。
She's the best dancer.
她也是最优秀的舞者。
So Prabhupada said, you know, the kitchen, the temple kitchen, that's Radharani's room, special room. Because Radharani is every day cooking for Krishna.
所以呢，是婆婆，是了婆婆，他就说呢，那我们的这个厨房是Radharani 特别的房间，因为呢 ，Radharani 总是在厨房里面为 Krishna 烹饪美肴。
So anyone who's cooking, they should pray to Radharani for help.
所以说呢，在做饭的时候呢，大家都应该向 Radharani 祈祷他的帮助。
Radharani's cooking is a special benediction that anyone who eats her cooking will never get sick.
Radharani, 她的这个烹饪呢是得到特别的祝福的，所有人吃了 Radharani 所做的饭就不会生病。
And she never cooks the same thing twice. It's always new and fresh.
而且呢 ，Radharani 她的每一道菜都是尝新的，她从来就不会重复的做做，她不会再就是一道菜做两次。
She's always thinking, you know, how to make newer and fresher, nice things.
因为她总是在琢磨着怎么能够做出新的菜品呢。
Anyway, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here that. When will I have this compassion for all living entities?
无论如何，舍勒巴斯的塔库尔在这里面就讲到了，我什么时候才能够对生物产生怜悯之情呢？
Then he says, Nidya Sukabuli, when I give up my desire for my own happiness and my own pleasure.
然后呢，他又说了 Nidya Buddha Suli, 也就是说呢，什么时候我才能够放掉我自我的感官享乐呢？
So that's like what Radharani says, that she doesn't care that Krishna has to treat her nice or, you know, has to do whatever she wants. She loves him no matter what.
So 这里面呢也就描述了 Radharani 的心态，就是她不在乎 Krishna 如何的对她， Krishna 对她是不是好，就无论 Krishna 怎么对她，她想所要做的事情都是无条件的爱她。
So there's very interesting pastimes, you know, where the Krishna has gone somewhere and the gopis are talking about him.
那有一个非常有意思的逍遥时光，就是Krishna 他去到了一个地方，然后呢 ，gopi 姑娘们都在谈论他。
Then Radharani says, "He's such a rascal. Let's not talk about him anymore."
然后 Radharani 就说呢，这 Krishna 真是一个流氓，咱们别再谈他了。
But then they talk about him even more. They can't forget.
但是呢，他们却没有办法忘记 Krishna. 他们反而谈的关于 Krishna 更多的话题。
So Bhaktivinoda is saying, when will I give up my own in my heart? I don't care for my own pleasure. That I have Krishna has to do what I want. He has to make nice arrangements for me. Then I will serve him.
那然后呢，所以说巴平的塔库尔就说呢，我什么时候呢才能够放掉我自己的心，放掉我自己所想要的东西，不会再去想他得为我安排所有的这些 来让我舒服的事情，然后这样呢我才能够服务他。
That's conditional service.
因为那样的服务呢是受条件限制的服务。
But Radharani is saying, I will always love him unconditionally, no matter what.
但是 Radharani 却说呢，无论怎样，我都会无条件的爱你。
So then Bhaktivinoda says, you know, when will I have this completely humble state of mind and get out and preach the glories of the Holy Name?
然后呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur又说呢，我什么时候才能够具有这完全的谦卑的心态，然后到外面去传播关于 Krishna 的荣耀呢？
That's our business. We want to please Radharani, we have to please Lord Chaitanya and get out.And tell everybody about the love of Krishna. Love of
那所以呢，这就是我们要做的事情。也就是说呢，我们要做的就是要去让 Radharani 开心，让 Guru Chaitanya 开心。那让他们开心的事情呢，就是我们要到外面去把 Krishna 的信息要告诉所有的人。
And the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda.
那这也是 Guru Nityananda 的无缘的仁慈。
So we chant Krishna because Radharani, it says her ear can only hear Krishna. She doesn't want to hear anything.
那么我们之所以要唱诵 Krishna 的名字的原因呢，是因为 Radharani 的耳朵中只能够听到 Krishna 的名字的唱诵，别的什么也听不见。
So we want to give pleasure to Radharani, so we chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
所以呢，我们是想让 Radharani 开心，所以呢，我们才会不断的去唱诵 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That Hare, that's Radha. I'm calling Radha, please give me and help me to serve Krishna.
在我们的这个曼陀罗里面的 Hare 就是在呼唤 Radharani， 在请求 Radharani 让我们能够服务 Krishna。
To hear the holy name, because Hare is Radharani. Please, whatever Radharani asks Krishna, this devotee wants to serve you. Krishna will immediately do whatever Radharani wants, and he will give us service.
那么就是通过呼唤 Hare 来请求Krishna 给予服务。那么因为 Hare 它是指的是 Radharani， 所以说呢，当 Krishna 他听到 Radharani 就这个人在呼唤 Radharani 的这个名字的时候呢，他立刻也就会把这个服务给予这个人了。
All right.
Yes,
so let's take some time if there's some kind of question.
Yes.Yes, 我们现在给大家留点时间，看看有没有问题。Yes, I see one question. 就是有没有什么的问题或者是评述。One question from 聆听世界，请问 Guru, Radharani 和主 Balarama 有什么区别？我们应该追随 Radha 还是追随 Balarama 呢？Maharaj, my question is that could you tell us what are the differences between Srimata Radharani and Lord Balarama? And who we need to follow? Do we need to follow Srimata Radharani or Lord Balarama?
We have to follow both.
我们应该追随他们两位。
But Balarama's direct expansion of Krishna is very just like Krishna.
然后呢，但是 Balarama 呢，他是主 Krishna 的直接扩展，所以 Balarama 就好像是 Krishna 一样。
But his work is creating everything, the spiritual world and the material.
Sorry, Maharaj, but he's...
Balarama is the creator of everything.
Okay. 但是主OK， 但是呢，主 Balarama 呢，他是一切的创造者，他所干的活就是他创造灵性世界，创造了物质世界。
Both the material and spiritual things.
他创造出了所有的这些物质的事物和灵性的事物。
Radharani is the internal potency of Krishna.
但是 Radharani 呢，它是 Krishna 的内在的能量。
The feminine side, you can say, you know, that women are generally more noted for being compassionate and loving and all these things.
嗯，但是你也可以说呢 ，Radharani 是 Krishna 的母性的能量。那么因为女性呢，她是比较容易的让人联想到她是有怜悯之情的，她是有母爱的。他是有各种各样的爱心的展现的。
But she's that internal potency, the mercy and compassion.
那所以说呢，他呢所具有的是 Krishna 的内在的能量，他是充满了仁慈，充满了怜悯的。
But Balaram has that also.
但是主 Balaram 也有这个。
But it's not the same exactly.
但是呢，他和 Radharani 所展现的仁慈是不一样的。
Tricky question, but
嗯，就这个问题呢，还是有点这个就是有点不太好回答。
You know, Balaram's associates, he's the leader of all the cowherd boys.
那么主 Balaram 呢，他是 Krishna 的同游，而且呢他是所有的牧牛童的领袖。
And Radharani is the leader of all the gopis.
那么 Radharani 呢，他是所有的牧牛姑娘们的领袖。
Okay.
Yes.
So we follow both.
所以呢，我们应该追随他们两个。
It depends that we don't know if we're a cowherd boy or a gopi. That's not for us to decide at this point.
嗯，但是呢，我们现在也没有办法啊，去弄明白我们到底是gopi 还是牧牛童。就我们现在到目前为止，我们是没有办法知道我们到底是牧牛童还是牧牛女的。Yes, free and easy, Mataji. 感恩老师和翻译，请问怎么对待我们这个物质躯体呢？现在有很多人是为了延续生命的换肝换肾等，感谢您。Marge, thank you very much. May I ask, what is the right attitude for us to treat our physical body? Because right now, many people who are extending their life,They have the transplantation of the liver or kidney or etc. Thank you.
Can you repeat that?
Okay, her question is that what do you think about the conduct of transplantation of some organs like kidney or liver for the purpose of extending the life?
Well, it was certainly a good thing when.Jayapataka Maharaj.
嗯，比如说像 Jayapataka Maharaj， 因为他做了这样的手术，所以这对他来讲肯定是一件好事。
I think that the person who donated the organs would get so much benefit.
我觉得，那位向他捐助。器官的这个人得到了很多很多的益处。
And so many people are benefiting because he's preaching very strongly. And
而且呢，很多人呢也都为此受到了益处，因为他是如此的强悍的在传教。
嗯。So it just depends.
Sorry, it's what? I didn't hear.
No, it's, you know, medical science, and just like any kind of medical treatment, if it can help you get better, more health, then it's all right.
嗯，那么这个。
As long as the organs come from people who died and they're voluntarily giving their organs, you know.
嗯，那么因为就是这个换器官的这种手术呢，它也是一种医疗的手段，它可以使人变得健康。但呢，就有一个前提，就是捐赠器官的人， 他们是自愿的捐助，而且呢是在死亡之后捐助的。
All right.
Yes.
So, because quite a few devotees have been had their life improved by organ transplants.
而且呢，有很多的这些奉献者们，他们也是由于接受了这个更换器官的移植的这个手术，然后呢，才使生活得到了大，就是这个身体的健康得到了大量的改善。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. There are three of them. I will read them one after another.在甜美的 Radha Swami 顶拜 Maharaj 翻译和主持，三个问题如下：一 ，Radha Rani 是一种灵性导师吗？他和目前在世的灵性导师是一种什么样的关系呢？是代表吗？还是展开？还是展示？还是别的 ？So please accept my very humble obeisances to you on this very beautiful Radha Swami Day. I have three questions. The first one is that.Is Srimati Radharani a kind of a spiritual master? How does she relate it with the spiritual master right now present in the world? Is she a kind of a representative, or she is a kind of a manifestation, or she is in the other category?
Well, you know, like I said,Krishna is inconceivable, so Radharani is more inconceivable.
那就像我之前说的 ，Krishna 他是不可思议的，是让人无法理解的。那么Radharani 呢，就更加的令人不可思议了。
But Prabhupada said that the guru was either a representative of Radharani or a representative of Balaram.
但是所以了 Prabhupada 就讲到呢，一位 Guru 他要不然就是 Radharani 的代表，要不然就是主 Balaram 的代表。
So I don't know, you know, exactly these kind of questions, but it's not for us to try to explain so much details. We can talk about her qualities and her activities, and, but not that we can understand.
那我们呢可以去讨论 Radharani 和 Balaram 他们的活动以及他们的品质，但是呢我们却没有办法真正的过多的去探讨这样的问题的答案。
But she's you know, showing us this unconditional love for Krishna, and we should learn from that.
但是呢 ，Radharani 他向我们展示了他对 Krishna 的无条件的爱，那这个呢是我们应该去追随和学习的。
Not demanding anything from Krishna, you have to do this for me, you have to do that, treat me nice.
他不会向 Krishna 去索要任何东西或提出任何的要求，就是你得对我好点儿，你得让我，你得帮我做好这个，帮我弄好那个。
So, and of course, Balaram is also completely servant of Krishna. He doesn't want to do anything except serve.
那么主 Balaram 呢，他也是完全的处于对 Krishna 的服务之中呢，他是 Krishna 的最好的仆人了。
And especially in Balaram manifested as Lakshman.Then we really see that, you know, how he was just serving. But in Krishna Leela also, he's a servant of Krishna. He just did whatever Krishna, you know, he just wants to serve.
那么当主 Balaram 他展现为 Lakshman 的时候呢，我们就尤其的看到他出于完全的服务的心态，他所做的事情就一直是服务。但是在 Krishna 的力量里面呢，主 Balaram 他显现的也是一个非常好的在服务 Krishna 的这种心态之中。
Is that all right?
Mars, so the second part of the question is that Sukadeva Goswami 在圣典博加瓦坛中没有提到 Radha 的名字，甚至 Gopi 的名字，只是因为他自己在狂喜的时候不能说话吗？还有别的原因吗？Sukadeva Goswami doesn't mention the name of Srimad Radharani or any other gopis in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam when he is recitating of that. Is that because he is afraid when he mentions the names he will be in the ecstasy then cannot speak? Or are there any other reasons for he avoid mentioning Srimad Radharani's name?
That's the reason I've read it. That he's a great devotee of Radharani.
那么这个呢是我所读到的这个原因。那么Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他是 Srimati Radharani 的一位非常伟大的奉献者。
So if he would say the name of Radharani, he would get overwhelmed in ecstasy, and he wouldn't be able to just go on speaking Srimati Radharani.
所以如果他要是提到了 Srimati Radharani 的名字的话呢，那他就完全的会让自己被淹没在狂喜之中，那他就没有办法再接着讲述圣典博加瓦坛了。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next part, 据说有关 Radha 的逍遥时光十分的机密，灵性不进步的最好不要涉足。所以每次看到有关 Radha 的逍遥时光，总是提心吊胆，想看又不敢看，想讲又不敢讲，这种心态是否正确呢？We were told that the pastimes related with Radharani is very confidential. For those who are not in the advancement of the spiritual practice, better not mentioning about that or involving anything of that. So every time when I read the pastime of Srimati Radharani, I always feel a little bit worried. I want to read those information, but I feel intimidated of reading those information. I want to speak about those information, but I also feel a little bit afraid of talking about them. Am I in the right attitude?
Well, if we hear it from the proper source, the Prabhupada gave us a balanced diet, you know.
Marge, you say that if we heard it from
Prabhupada
the right...
Prabhupada gave us, you know, in the Nectar Devotion, for instance, there are many little short pastimes of Radharani, but there's so many other things also. So Prabhupada told us we need to read the whole thing, not just, you know, just the Radha-Krishna love affairs. That's not good.
Okay. Okay.
But
no,
we can hear something. We have to hear something.
那是这样的，就是我们关于这方面的这个信息呢，我们是要从权威那里去聆听。那么Srila Prabhupada他在奉爱的甘露里面呢，其实也是讲述了一些关于 Srimati Radharani 的小的逍遥时光的故事的。但是Srila Prabhupada又告诉我们呢，我们是不能够断章取义的，只是去阅读 Krishna 和 Radharani 之间的爱情的故事，而我们要更加的从广泛的这个角度去阅读他们关于这个所有的这个信息。但是呢，我们确实是需要理解关于 Radharani 的一些逍遥时光和一些信息的。
Okay.
Yes. So that's it. I mean that's your answer for that question, right?I mean, shall we move on to the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. 感谢 Guru 和翻译。Krishna 那么的伟大，我们这么的渺小，我们连市长都接触不到，连给市长服务的机会都没有。那我们怎么有资格服务 Krishna 呢？给 Krishna 做饭，给神沐浴，做神像崇拜。Thank you very much for you, Maharaj. My question is that Krishna is so great, but we are so insignificant, we are so small. even for a mayor of the city, we were not able to contact with. So there was no way for us to render any service for the mayor. So needless to say, we have any qualification to serve Lord Krishna. How can we cook for Lord? How can we give the bath to the deity or worship the deity?
You can do in your mind. It's called Manasa Puja. Sometimes we have to do that.
那我们可以在内心中去为 Krishna 做 Puja, 这个被称为叫 Manasa Puja, 心意的 Puja.
Manasa Puja. You can just imagine and it's the same.
那么就是我们就在内心中去冥想着对 Krishna 的崇拜, 这是一样的。
All right.
So the last question, free and easy. 感恩老师的解答, 我们在祈祷的时候是祈求 Krishna, 还是 Radharani, 还是 Rama 呢? 还是需要多说一遍, 感恩您。 Thank you very much for your answer. My question is that when we are doing a prayer, shall we pray to Lord Krishna or Radharani or Rama? Or do we need to say all of the names? Thank you.
You can pray to any one of them, but when we chant our mantra, we should say all the names. But sometimes we pray to Radharani, sometimes we pray to Krishna. That's not so. There's no hard and fast rule.
那其实我们在祈祷的时候呢是没有硬性的规则的，所以我们在祈祷的时候呢，有的时候可以向 Krishna 祈祷，有的时候可以向 Radharani 祈祷。但是当我们在念 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的时候呢，我们是把所有的这些名字都是要念出来的。
Just be sure you pray.
但是呢，您要做确保一件事情，就是一定要祈祷。And
we pray for service.
而且我们要祈祷的呢是要得到服务。
Love means service.
爱就意味着是要服务。
So devotees who love Krishna, they pray, let me serve.
奉献者非常的爱 Krishna, 所以呢，他的祈祷就是请允许我服务。
Okay, so I have to go. We're going to travel this morning.
Okay, actually, you answer all of the questions. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。谢谢。
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Maharaj.
所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。你说荣耀。Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Maharaj. Thank you. 那因为 Maharaj 今天早晨要赶紧赶着旅行，所以说呢，我们的早课呢今天就必须要停在这里了。百昆塔之音服务园艺聆听，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢 Kavya Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，也感恩Satya Mataji为我们安排的这个平台。感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，以及大家所提出来的这么好的问题。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过一个非常非常美妙的 Radha Astami。 Hare Krishna。